The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, we can kind of find a hint of the Beatitudes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. But Luke gives us something more to dwell on. In addition to the four good things, he also gives us some condemnation that Christ had said at that time. In today's gospel, Christ praises poverty and condemns avarice and a disordered attachment to earthly goods. He praises hunger and condemns excessive care of the body and gluttony. He praises weeping and condemns empty-headed joy and self-indulgence. He praises being disdained for the sake of Christ and condemns flattery and the disordered desire of mere human glory. Notice, though, that the church here does not allow for a simple interpretation of what we call these curses. It's not simply those who are rich or laugh or what have you. These things aren't inherently bad. As Catholics, we understand all of this in the light of the totality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The rich that Jesus speaks of here are those who accumulate great wealth, but do nothing to help alleviate the sufferings of the poor around them. And instead, they seek their happiness, their fulfillment, their contentment in their riches. The long-standing belief of the church is that the more that we have, the more we are obligated to give. Conversely, today's gospel also upholds the dignity and ideal of poverty as a virtue, as an evangelical counsel, and it is a virtue. For those of us who don't take a vow like the professed religious brothers and sisters of the world that own nothing and share everything in common, for the rest of us, myself included, who don't take these vows, the way we are able to live this virtue of poverty and the evangelical counsels is really through detachment. Detachment from earthly goods and earthly things in a way that allows us to use them and dispose of them properly. So the more money we have, the more we are able and willing, if we are detached, to give it away when it's just extra. When we have two cloaks in our closet, one belongs to the poor. The other we use because we need it, but the other we give away. That's detachment. Not hoarding, not gathering as much wealth as we can, but being so detached from these things that we can give them away easily. It's living a life, a simple life of humility, and using the money that God has given us, because he has given us everything we have, and using the money that he has given us through the work that we do to help others as God inspires us and moves us. I'm reminded of the kings and queens of old, Now, some were absolutely horrible, evil people, but there's a few that we know of that were sainted. Imagine the kings and queens being saints of the Catholic Church. You have to have some sort of heroic virtue to be declared a saint. And so for these saintly kings and queens, they were detached from their money to such a degree that they provided for all of the poor in their world, in their kingdom. That's a good thing. That is detachment from money. Now, something similar is true for those who don't have means, that are not well off. In St. Augustine's time, there were people who hated rich people just because they were rich and made the assumption that all poor people were good and just. This view is wrong. And St. Augustine actually speaks to this particular view, which sometimes we can find in today's society. St. Augustine says, "Do not despise rich men who are merciful, who are humble. To put it briefly, do not despise poor, rich men. O poor man, be poor yourself. Poor, that is, humble. Listen to me then. Be truly poor, be devout, be humble. If you glory in your ragged poverty, if you glory in likening yourself to that beggar lying outside the rich man's house, then you are only noticing his poverty and nothing more." Read the scriptures and you will understand what I mean. Lazarus was poor, but at his death was brought to the bosom of a rich man, Abraham's bosom. Remember that Abraham was a very wealthy man when he was on earth. He had an abundance of money, a large family, flocks, land, yet that rich man was poor because he was humble. Abraham believed God and he was reckoned righteous. He was faithful, he did good, he received the commandment to offer his son in sacrifice and did not refuse to offer what he had received from God. He was approved in God's sight and set it before us as an example of faith. Now I know that's a lot. St. Augustine is one of those saints, brilliant mind, brilliant saints, possibly the brilliant, most brilliant saint in the church. But he has a lot of words. He's very wordy when he talks, unlike today, to the point. So to kind of sum this up, poverty does not exist as something purely external in having or not having material things, but in something that goes far deeper, affecting our very heart and our soul. It consists in having a humble attitude towards God and being devout and having total faith. If a Christian has these virtues and also has an abundance of material possessions, he should be detached from his wealth and act charitably towards others, and thus is he pleasing to God. On the other hand, if someone is not well off, he is not justified in God's sight on that account. We are made just by our actions and by our beliefs, not by a mere fact of being poor. So I leave you with, again, the words of Christ. "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation."